your baby boy would save our sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
This is the Joseph Barley Presents. I'm Diana White Eagle, co-producer. And I'm going to give you the phone number to call in for commentary. It's 323-744-4831. And today we're going to dedicate this show to Joseph. And the name of our show is So You Want to Be a Florist. This is going to be the Reader's Digest version of why Joseph is doing what he's doing. Joseph, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to our show. You know, I'm 87 years old and I'm still doing this. And let me tell you, I'm going to give you a little Reader's Digest version of how I got all the end of all this. I'm born in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, and I spent a lot of time with my grandmother, who was from Germany, and my grandfather was in vaudeville. So I found out that Bob Hope had his first show there in Newcastle, and also vaudeville was very big there. It's the home of Warner Brothers, actually. So, you know, I was in school, Catholic school, from grade one to, I think, seven. And so, you know, I really had a great time. And there was a flower shop in the complex where I lived at. And I was young, and I would go and watch them do flowers. And one of the things that was really special was, in Pennsylvania, when somebody passes away, if that body's out there, there's 25 or 30 bouquets upon arrival. It's just, people just do that there. And one of the things that I was amazed by, they don't use oasis. They use cedar shoved into a pot so they're able to do flowers and not have oasis, because a lot of people don't know this, but oasis clogs up your stems. So you got to be very careful how you do that. So I actually, my grandfather came to see a show that I was in. I was in a show called Newcastle Faces, and we sang and danced, and we raised money for a Catholic church, and we actually built it with our proceeds. But we were supposed to be on for 1 week, and we ended up being on for 6 months. And we actually moved into a larger venue that held 4,000 people. So we were pretty excited about it. We went to the hospitals. We did stuff at the Pittsburgh Playhouse of Stars. We did stuff, just all kinds of places. And so it was a lot of my life. So then I went in the Navy, 1956. And, you know, I actually saw an opening for a flower show. And I thought, what the hell? I'll just go and see what they're doing. And I'm telling you, it was held at the Cow Palace in Oakland, California. And I'm telling you, it was magical. It looked like Hawaii when you walked in the door. Big, beautiful plants and a waterfall that dropped into the base of the place. And I was so taken by that, I said to myself, I want to do this. And so, of course, when I got out of the Navy, I went to work for a company called Frederick & Nelson in Seattle. A lot of you my age know what that is. Frederick Nelson is the division of Marshall Field. And I was in a flagship store downtown on Fifth Avenue. And we had, I think we had like 10 stores, South Center and different areas. And what's so nice about this is that they asked me, because I was doing flowers, if I would do Pine Street window, where they had a big pot of flowers for every color outfit. And they had a yellow outfit, and they had pink, and a pink outfit. And I won first place for the state of the United States, not even knowing it was a contest. So, of course, that was neat. And then the thing about this store is they used to open up a window on Pine Street and have Santa Claus, the elves, and reindeer, and the whole thing come. And people, that was what people did on weekends. They went on near Thanksgiving, they would go there. And I remember I worked till 4 o'clock in the morning hanging lights. And I said, Lord help me. I hope when I die, I'll have to hang these damn lights. I think we used 300,000 lights in that store. And we were, like I say, we were number one for 35 consecutive years doing display work. And one of the things I want to share with you is that we went to the airport, we got a Piper Cub, and we pushed the Piper Cub in the aisle. And then we went in the window and we opened up one wing and we were selling raincoats. And that's how extensive they were. They just did beautiful stuff. They did different stuff that nobody ever thought we could do. So, of course, after that, I went down to California. My family moved down to California. So I went down there, San Diego, and got involved with a couple flower shops. And I worked for a company called Canterbury Gardens. And Canterbury Gardens was an old winery. And the woman knew her stuff, Diane. And she asked me if, first of all, I said to her, you should do classes. And she goes, what do you know about classes? I said, well, I've taught classes before, and I think we could do classes. So I ended up having 7 in the morning and 7 at night and 7 in the evening. And I think I brought $10,000 a month in for her because they bought stuff. They all spent $300 for supplies. I charged them $100 for a class. And we did it for about 6 months. In fact, a funny story. One of my customers, who I really liked, her name was Patty, and she just, you know, she liked me. We were really close, and so she told me the story that her husband said to her one Saturday, when she came to my class, Patty, you're so happy every Saturday. You throw me a dry piece of toast across the table, and you're just happy to leave here. What does Joseph look like anyway? And she said, now you ask me, this is my last weekend. She goes, but you know, it was just kind of funny. So of course, and then I talked her into buying this Christmas tree. I charged her $5,000 and it was 17 foot tall. And I decorated it so she saw a picture that she liked in all pink. And so I never met her husband, right? And so I just stepped off the tree. I was so busy with Christmas there that I ended up doing Christmas in October, way before Halloween. So I did this tree, and it was all pink and mauve. And, you know, that's what she liked. It was flocked. And he came in the door. He said to me, so you're Joseph. Thanks a lot. He said, you saw my wife's Pepto-Bismol Christmas tree. And you put it up in October, I expect you'll leave it up till February. Thanks a lot. So we laughed about that. But, you know, so then I went to, we did a lot of stuff with the company. I did stuff for some of the movie stars there, and that's in California. And then I went up to, San Diego, and also I went up to Beverly Hills. And I was asked to do a Christmas tree up there. And I thought, I didn't want to do it, so I said, how about $500? And this is a long time ago, but $500 is a lot of money. Just the thought they'd say no, but they said, okay, we'll pay that. So, you know, we're about an hour and a half from San Diego where I had to go. So, of course, I'm out there in the evening, and the guard was there, and he gave me the keys to the store. It was called, it was Sylvester Company. And they sold Christmas lights and Christmas ornaments and stuff. And normally, I'm not a prima donna, but normally I have someone help me pluck the tree and open up boxes and stuff. And I got there, there was about 9 boxes in a pile, and I said, here you are. I went, what the hell? So, of course, I used half the stuff on there. And I used peach. That was when peach and rust came out. And what a beautiful combination. So I did that. And, of course, I did it in a very short time. And I drove home. And I get a call from them saying to me, you won first place. I went, what? I didn't know it was a contest. 101 entries. My tree won first place. So then I, you know, I went down to, I moved to Beverly Hills. I ended up working at the Beverly Hills Hilton. And I'm here to tell you, I've had my life. I worked for Merv Griffin. I had Tony Bennett call me when Frank Sinatra had a heart attack and he wanted some flowers to Frank. And I said, sure, I'll do some tropicals for him. And I'll, what do you want to see on the card, Tony? He goes, get well soon. I'm going to borrow some money. And Frank Sinatra laughed his sick about it. And so I ended up doing, I think my first customer when I went to California was Patty Page. How much is it dark in the window and that, all those beautiful songs. She was there. She loves Iris, and so we did flowers for her. And then after that, I just ended up with doing all kinds of stuff. I did Mel Gibson's party for Braveheart. We used bubble vases. And instead of putting greenery in it, we used curly willow in the base of it. And we just put lavender roses only. No greenery, just lavender roses, curly willow in the base of it. And we did like 25 to 30 of those. And then someone else did a huge arrangement with eggplant. That's the color he liked, so we did that. And then I did flowers, was involved with the company. We did all this. I worked for them, but I actually did all the work. One of the ones who did all the work. And so then I did Don Henley's the Eagles wedding. Highlight of my life. What they did was they had paparazzi, of course, went off. We had every movie star, every star in the world was there. Sting, sang Unchained Melody. I was still there at practice. And Tony Bennett sang, and it was just, it was mind-boggling. And what I, my area was the ceremony. And so what they did was they put in 17-foot lattice work. It was green, so the paparazzi couldn't take pictures. And so the ceremony part, which was the size of a football field, with this lattice work. And he wanted to hang in the Gardens of Babylon. So I worked on a 70-foot ladder for a solid week where they took Oasis and wired it in a rope. And they had one on the end, one in the middle, and one on the other end. And we connected it with all hanging flowers and magnolia leaves. And it was just, it was beautiful. And then on the side, we came up with, we found some candelabras, heavy, big, heavy candelabras that we decorated like roses climbing up on the you know, it looked like they were growing. So we used 100,000 roses for that party for the flowers. And that was just a ceremony. It was just a sunset, and the caterer had us light 1,000 candles, and they were just in the woods there. So, and they had a symphony orchestra play. Excuse me. So it was just a highlight of my life, and I was there until the wedding, because, you know, we had a lot to do. And so, you know, I was working in Beverly Hills, where all the Golden Globes happened, and also Academy Award parties and stuff. And so my flower shop that I worked at from Rev Griffin was literally a door away from the place where they had the Golden Globes. So I'm in there working one day, and I hear Whitney Houston singing One Moment in Time. And I go out there, and I watch her practice, and she's there with her mother. And I'll tell you, she talked about chills. Oh. And then I heard Barbara Streisand's sister sing, who sounds just like Barbara Streisand. Her name is Fine. Last name is Fine. But anyway, so I was so into all that stuff, and I did all the flowers at the front desk, all the flowers at the entranceway. I didn't do the table pieces. It was like a lot of them. But I mean, I did, it was just spectacular. I was able to go there, had to wear a tuxedo. I was able to be a part of that whole thing. It was pretty special. And so, so after that, you know, I just went back down to San Diego and had my own flower shop. And it was pretty special because I did many, many things. I did lots of fundraisers. I won first place for, actually twice, I won a children's hospital. And my one tree that I beat everybody was the night before Christmas tree. It was, we had a girl who made all the miniature, the night before Christmas and all through the house. And she made, we put them in. I do third dimensional stuff. So we put all these little things in baskets and then set them in the tree. And so we had night before Christmas, and then we had the parchment paper burnt on the edges like it was old. And anyway, it won first place. And so, and I had a Christmas. Santa Claus was going around the top singing Merry Christmas and all to all a good night. So then the next year, they asked me if I would do it again. And so I was busier than ever. And so I did a huge, big wreath. And see, again, I'm known for my third dimensional stuff. And so I did this wreath, and I did, it was for the Princess Cruise Line. And I was interviewed by Lauren McCormick on Channel 5 News, and because I had just finished it. And it was huge. And I made one that's third dimensional. Half of it came out, and I wired it. And then I had the Holy Family in the center with grapevine around it and lights. And then on the side, I had the shepherds and the kings and the camels go in third dimensional. It was a showpiece. It really was. And all the paper mache, beautiful colors and stuff. And so they loved it. And so I did lots of work for them. And then, you know, my daughter graduated and came down. And she finally decided to move with her boyfriend. And I wanted to make her something that resembled some of the things that we had all through the years. And so we had little elves, and we had a little train, and we had all this stuff. So that's how I started learning how to do third dimensional stuff. I put the wreath up, and I wired a Christmas tree to it. I wired an elf decorating the tree, with a train running around the outside of it. It was a showstopper. So then I'm working at this store And I had been working, before all that, I worked with Mercer Island, had a little flower shop there, busy as hell, and had lots of high school kids and proms and stuff. And I could see the other flower shop, big fancy flower shop with all the bells and whistles. And I was just in an old custard stand, but I was busy and I loved being there. And so I never met the guy. So I'm in San Diego, Escondido, and I just make this huge wreath for Easter with and I sold it for $1,000, and I'm trying to figure out how the hell to get packed up to deliver it. I'm having my hands on my hips and I'm looking at it, and in comes this guy. Are you Joseph? I said, yes, sir, I am. He goes, I'm Earl Payne. I own Mercer Island Flower Shop. And she said, I heard you were here, so I wanted to say hello to you. He said, you know, you were a pain in my ass. However, I never heard one thing bad about you. So I just want you to know, if you ever come back to Mercer Island, come a word for me, which I did. I sent a Christmas there. It was a highlight of my life. And of course, we moved to Mercer Island then. And my daughters went to school. Kids went to school there. And so that was so much fun. If you have any questions, please call me. Next week we're going to talk about how the sources where you get the flowers at, how you clean flowers, how you stay in business, and how you know I've certainly learned all through the years that you can do this, and I've lost my butt more than I want to tell you. But, you know, that's how you learn. You know, I did this one funeral. My first funeral I ever did was, you know, in those days, I lived in Oak Harbor before I went up to Beverly Hills. And I had my flower shop. My wife had a beauty shop. And I had a flower shop in front of the beauty shop. And I got this order for this girl who fell out of a tree. She was 12. And I wanted to do something very spectacular for them because, again, in Pennsylvania, they do all this elaborate stuff. Here, they just sort of do it on the way out to the cemetery. And I wasn't having any of that. I figured she's going to have the right tribute for her funeral. So I tried to make a heart. I don't know how many times I tried. It was a joke when you saw what I got done with. I wasn't good at art like that. And so I finally got a piece of newspaper. I cut it into a heart. And I finally opened it up. And here's a picture of her and the whole story of her falling out of the tree. So I figured to myself, I'm supposed to do this. So I got this. And in those days, you couldn't buy supplies like a heart. So I cut mine out of styrofoam. That was a trip because styrofoam, as you know, it's pretty hard to cut. And I made it look like a Valentine heart. And I put stuff all the way around it. And it was beautiful. I put roses in the center on the styrofoam. And I put tulle all the way around. And then I stood it up. And then I did all beautiful flowers coming from the heart. It was just showstopping. And so, I try and do stuff that's different because to me, it's not just a job. It means a lot to me that, however, one day I got the card switched because I was so busy. And it wasn't this one, but it was, I think I sent a card to somebody who passed away. Lots of you, a new home. And the other one, I sent the other card person that got up. I'm sorry. And so both people called me and they laughed their asses off. They said, I can't believe we laughed. You made our day. We laughed about this. We knew you made a mistake, but you just made our day. So, you know, I've made a lot of mistakes. And and I'm here to tell you that that's how you learn. So any of you have any questions, please call me.
Just tells everybody that being a florist is not boring. Don't know where it's going to take you.
You know, I don't know how much time we have left. I don't know how much time we have left.
Oh, we have a minute. A minute?
Well, I was going to tell the story about the military in Oceanside.
We can save that for next
week. I guess we'll talk about that on next week. God, thank you all so much for listening. I thought I wanted to show you how I got started and why I do what I do. And that gives me great joy. None of us do this for the money. We do it because we care. So thank you all so much. And Diane, thank you for being a part of this.
You're welcome. And being a florist isn't for sissies, and it's not boring. And that concludes our show for today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Child that you delivered will soon